Mohu shared. I was so scared when I came to the Raphael House shelter. But that's where I learned to do things on my own, where I first felt safe. Now I have my own apartment in a support circle. It's life-changing. More information at Raphael, that's R-A-P-H-A-E-L, house.org.
Take away this beautiful feeling, oh, 'cause you, oh, babe, you gave me a reason to smile.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast, Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. We're streaming online and on demand right now at xray.fm. Text us, say hello, 971-220-5979. Or email us, dj@xray.fm. This is Hello Cruel World. Very special day. We got Larry Yes here in studio. And guess what? It's show number 800 for us. Show 800. 800 episodes of Hello Cruel World. We are starting off with a brand new single from Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter Operelli. A couple more things after that, and then we'll be on with Larry Yes. Keep it locked. X-Ray FM, radio's yours.
I'm the other. could shoot him. Dandelions. Rusty railings. My boat set back. My only feeling. Thinking you were clean. When I could see you. With my dirty eyes, killed the drinking dandelion wine. We are a three-legged race. Step a steeplechase, it's after midnight, but we don't have far to go. Cupid singing, dandelion hope.
There is a part of you that no one knows, and I don't need to go. And somewhere in there is a truth untold that silence will not hold. We put the words to a melody and try to make it fit. Sometimes it kills you, but it sets you free. It cuts right through it. Come down this instant. It turns out you were right. Come down this instant. You're too high. We'll be right back. life. It shouldn't have to be so bitter, still we'll take it every time. We put the words to a melody and try to make it fit. Sometimes it kills you, but it sets you free. It cuts right through it.
Sparhawk from used to play in Low. He's got a record came out last fall with the bluegrass band Trampled by Turtles. That's a track from it called Too High. Before that, Kristen Hirsch, Dandelion from the record Clear Pond Sessions. And we began with Operelli. There's an EP coming out next month. This was the first single to drop from it, and it's actually the demo. The single sounds nothing like that. It's all electronic sounds. All right, it's show 800. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a special guest today. Larry Yes is here. Larry, say hi to the people.
Hi to the people.
I'm so glad that you're here to celebrate with me. And we're going to play a song right now from your most recent record.
Oh, sweet.
Everyone on this planet is family.
Yes, I love that.
Do you still believe that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, good.
How could you not believe that?
All right. I guess just like family, there's, you know, a few people we'd you know, put on the other side of the planet. But still, they're still family, right?
They are, baby.
All right. Here's Be Present from the latest Larry S. record.
You can't give yourself away for free, but you can live only for the money. And you can't know what's coming, but you see, you must be present in that airborne. All life's for the living, the loving and the giving. All true selves completely unknown. Never know all the secrets of this world. Maybe, just maybe, we'll find our way. Thank you.
The world is full of wonders and make-believes. We all walk between the legends and the leaves. The birds sing song of hunger and mystery. We all know nothing, and at the same time we know every single thing. All the life is full of illusions. So much pain, so much confusion. We must begin to heal the wounds and forgive our family trees. Just be here now in this beautiful moment. It's a beautiful moment. If we want it.
Be present from Larry S., who joins me here on Hello Cruel World this week. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. You were telling me all the things that happened around this record release, and I don't know where I was. Maybe I was not on this planet when all this happened.
You were absolutely on this planet when it happened. But yeah, it was in Southeast, so I understand that can be a different thing. You live in North Portland, you know. It's hard for us people who live in North Portland to make it to Southeast.
I have friends that are like that, going to a different quadrant is like a day trip. But like, that's not me, really. Generally, I don't have a problem getting around the town. I guess I must not be on your mailing list or like...
I don't have a mailing list. Oh. Maybe I should get a mailing list. Is that why I'm not really punching the numbers?
That's it. Do you like social media or anything?
I do that, yeah.
Well, like I follow you on social media. I don't know why I didn't see your stuff.
I don't pay for advertising.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how it all works, honestly. I think it's like a random, like if you look at someone's thing, then they will show your thing if you keep looking at their thing. But then if you don't keep looking at them, I don't know. It's weird how it all works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I will say that, you know, even though I missed the release of this record, your most recent, that I do, your art or your MO is working for like art dissemination, because like I do see things will pop out unexpectedly at me, Larry S. art, like particularly during, I'm thinking of the pandemic when we would walk around the neighborhood and there were like signs that you would put all over the neighborhood.
Right.
And I got to say that was helpful.
Yeah. No, that was definitely my intention, because I felt like, oh, I'm just going to be like, love each other. Love yourself, you know?
Yeah. When, what's funny is that like between, you know, you did that during the pandemic. I know the last time you were here was probably, you know, probably 2017 or 2018.
Something like that. But love, like, vibes, yeah.
But I remember asking you, like, how can you be so positive when the world is just so horrible? Like, it's so much worse now. And that makes me think, like, however bad you think that it is in the moment, it could always get worse.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we need positive people. It's hard. Like, not everyone is built the way you are to be positive and look at things positive and put out positivity, like put it out in the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm generally a positive person, but like, it's hard for me to put positive out there, like to give it away, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. Cause you want to hold it for yourself. Do you need a
no.
little?
Well, I think the best way to describe this is, when you pass somebody on the street and they smile at you and then you smile back. I'm not good at originating the smile. Mm. Like I will smile back. Like I will receive that and be like, oh yes, you have lit me up. But like, for some reason, it's just hard for me to like muster a smile or something, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't come as natural to me as responding to the smile.
And that's more natural. I mean, I mean, some might say I could be forcefully positive or, you know, but I also just, I think I just decided it was more fun for me. And I'm just a traditionally more, I'm a real outgoing person per se. I'm a people person.
I get that.
Yeah. And I just, it's just my natural jam.
And although I have been getting called extrovert more and more lately, I think maybe I'm less introverted as I get older. I think that what you're describing or what I described to you about the smiling thing, it's probably an introvert thing. Like versus an extrovert.
Right.
That's I'm not as outgoing.
Yeah. And that's okay. Cause you, yeah. But you get it and you're like, oh, right.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm so down. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Just like when I bump into your art, I'm like, yes, thank you. I needed that in the moment. It did its job.
Cool. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that about art.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talked a lot, while the music was playing. We talked a lot about you maybe playing some stuff today.
Yeah. No, I would love to
play some tunes for the X-Ray listeners.
Yeah. I would love that. Let's see. Am I in tune?
Can I read, like, I wrote down your bio from, can I read your bio? Cause I don't do this very often, but it's show 800.
Yeah. Yeah. Read my bio.
Dang it.
Is it?
Larry Yes is a socially engaged artist, songwriter, and musician whose work focuses on positivity, humor, and fostering social bonds through creativity. In his nearly 30-year musical career, now it's probably more than that, he has toured Europe, performed with Michael Hurley, Sonny and the Sunsets, and Elliott Smith, and played the Quiet Music Festival and South by Southwest. I've been to South by Southwest once. It was amazing. It's like one of the highlights of my life. And I didn't see you there. So I either was not getting the vibes you were putting out right across Austin, or we just weren't there the same year.
When I should have mentioned, when I played South by Southwest, we opened for Daniel Johnston.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So that would have had to be like early 2000s or something.
Yeah. It was awesome and hilarious because we also opened with the guy from the Velvet Underground. And now I can't think of his name because he really pissed me off. But he was a piano player, and anyway, he was really mean to Daniel Johnston.
No.
Yeah.
How could anyone be mean to Daniel
Johnston? I think he was on cocaine or something.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's so funny, I can't think of his name, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm glad that even though you're positive, that you still do not tolerate fools.
No.
Good.
And I have sadness and darkness inside of me.
Yeah.
You know, I did make a mission a long time ago, after a really deep, sad thing that happened, that, you know, we have to live in the moment and celebrate, like be present, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I share a really sad story with you?
Yeah.
Hello, Cruel World.
Yes. Hello, Cruel World style.
A lot of people know this, but when I was when I was 28, I was riding my bikes with a couple of my friends who are amazing musicians. One of them, Orion, and he played in this band called the Spooky Dance Band. My friend Caroline, we were driving down Belmont, and a drunk driver swerved and missed me, and he hit all three of my friends and killed two of them. My friend Orion, who was a piano player, died right outside the Immortal Piano Company. And,
wow.
And so I know that it's really dark, but I realized, like, oh God, I don't know when the heck, you know, things are going to change, or, you know, and I have to really enjoy this moment and live this life. You know what I mean? And I will say I had a lot of support, and Orion's mom is a heart chakra person for me, and how she was. She's still, it was really hard, but the joy and the love that she was like, we have to live. You have to live. You know what I mean? This is our time. We don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Anyway, that was a big reason why I make positive art, actually. Darkness.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I think grief has a lot to teach us.
Yes.
I think we are afraid of what might happen. But when grief comes to us, like I'm dealing with that off and on over the last 4 or 5 years. But I do think grief has a lot to teach us. It sounds like that was that experience like was formative for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Because something positive came out of it. And then you had somebody, your friend's mom that like,
and yeah, she was able to see us and be like, she didn't put any guilt on us. And she just was like, she just was so loving, and I talk to her today.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then actually crazily, it made me leave Portland, and I went to New Mexico, and I joined a marching band, and I ended up meeting my future wife, and that's what happened.
See? So
it's a real trip.
That stuff, like, are you kind of an everything happens for a reason kind of a guy, or do you see all that as like it? All that stuff needed to happen, or is it just serendipitous?
I think it's just serendipitous. I don't know if any.
I feel like that too.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't be attached to everything happens for a reason, because there's so much darkness that I don't know if that is. I mean, I do know that we need to process darkness and find a way to see it as what it is, and just learn to see people and their differences as actually strengths and wonderful things. And the fact that we all don't relate is a good thing, you know, like. There's different points of views, you know. I don't know. It is a dark time, I won't lie. You know, in the 2020, it was like, oh my God. And then now we're like, wow. You know, but I do think it keeps shining a light on how we have to really be who we want to be on this planet in this moment. And I don't know.
Yeah, in the face of so much darkness, we're able to practice and get ready for, like, if even worse times come, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't feel like I'm quite communicating that very well, but my mom has dementia. Mm. And so when I say I've been grieving for like 5 years, it's that. It's,
that's a lot.
It's losing my mom more and more over time.
Yeah.
But also, the dementia, like, she can only hold like a few minutes at a time. So like, if you mess something up with her or something goes wrong, you get a do-over like in a few more minutes.
Right.
And I feel like the kind of darkness that the incessant darkness that we're talking about now, it gives you time to like practice and work through things and try things out. And we're learning things, you know, like protesting nowadays in this climate. I think like really, really bad stuff is going on right now, like worse than the worst stuff that's happened in my lifetime, as far as like response to, I mean, the protests. But I think all that is learning for us, like for the next time, you know, like we're more prepared and we know what works, we know what doesn't work. That's just one scenario. But like, as far as like living and getting through as well, I think like all this stuff is like maybe horrible to live through, but it's also making us stronger. And like, we're learning every time things, and like, it's helping us to like kind of grow and improve as we get used to like what this new normal is. Like, we're able to adapt and figure out what works and leave behind what doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. And try to treat people how we want to be treated. And I think there's a completely polar opposite to the darkness that's happening with the light and the people being true to themselves. And there's a lot, there's so much more to the picture than just, meets the, whatever the tablet or the phone, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot.
If you just tuned in to X-Ray FM, you're listening to Larry S and me, JBJ, and my show, Hello Cruel World, Thursdays from 3 to 4. We normally don't go this deep, But hey, it's show 800. This is an important, this is a milestone.
I guess I threw it a little bit. Yeah.
No, this is good, Larry. This is what I want, really. So, so how about you play something?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to play you a song off my new album that's a love song to my son.
Awesome. What's it called?
It's called Dancing on Moonbeams.
All right.
Or, yeah. So here I am, walking on sunshine, knowing that nothing can take away this beautiful feeling. 'Cause you, babe, you gave me a reason, a reason to smile, and a reason to dance for joy, my beautiful boy. Yeah, my beautiful boy. Yeah. So here I am, dancing on moonbeams, taking in the whole scene, and truly, truly believing that you can be anything that you want to. You can do anything. It's part of the process, you know, we never be here without falling down, but we'll stand back up, and we'll stand up tall, and we'll ask for help, you know, give our friends a call, oh, here I am. Walking on sunshine, knowing that nothing can take away this beautiful feeling. Oh, 'cause you, baby, you gave me a reason to smile. And a reason to dance for joy, my beautiful boy.
You're listening to X-Ray FM. You're listening to Hello Cruel World. You're listening to Larry Yes. We'll be right back.
Hello, Portland. I'm David Schilling, host of Backseat DJ on X-Ray FM. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, I play a mix of music from artists you know and love, as well as introduce you to some you don't. New releases, sneak peeks of upcoming releases, local artists, classics, B-sides, interviews with artists. No genre is off the table. If it's good, I'm going to play it for you. I'll create the soundtrack for your drive home from work or whatever you may be doing. I'm your backseat DJ every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific on X-Ray FM Portland.
Hoot and Howl is your weekly spot to turn back the clocks and hear the tracks from way, way back. True, blue, moldy, goldy oldies with me, DJ AM Gold. Join me for the platters that matter in a scratchy blend of the standards and forgotten gems that remain the building blocks of popular music. Week after week on X-Ray FM's original oldies radio show, Hootin' Howl. That's Hootin' Howl, 5 p.m. every Sunday. For 9 years, live and archived at X-Ray FM.
Welcome back to Hello, Hello Cruel World on X-Ray FM. Larry S., my guest this week. Larry S. is also my neighbor.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we don't live too far from each other. You were mentioning off the air that you had a show on X-Ray for a short time.
I did. It was called The Morning Rog.
And what are some of your favorite moments from... How long did you do that show?
I probably only did it when X-Ray first opened up over in Southeast for like, I would say, a month and a half, 2 months. Maybe I did 4 or 5 episodes, something like this. Sunday morning, 7 a.m.
When I started Sunday morning, either 7 or 8 a.m., and it was in that place like on Hawthorne, right? Or right around there?
Yeah, yeah, where it was like a storage unit or something like this, yeah.
Well, that was pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it was great. No, it's awesome.
It's the old Portland Pirate Radio, Portland Radio Authority. Originally it was a pirate radio station. So what are some like memories that you have from that month and a half?
Mostly I was, you know, because I really love Indian raga, but I also love really droney music. And I was trying to blend the realms of Indian raga, but also show that, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix was involved with that with like 1983, you know, A Mermaid. And then like I would play like John Fahey and just I was going all over the you know, from, yeah, just trying to toggle lots of different realms. But it was fun. And I, you know, I really love mellow music, you know, and LaRaje.
Yeah. I know who that is, actually.
Yeah, he's amazing. The Laws of Manifestation is one of my favorite songs of all times.
And the only thing I've ever, like, I'm a huge Eno head. So the only thing I've heard is that record that he did with Brian Eno.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's played Portland many times.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I've met him a couple times. I got to give him I think I gave him just the word love one time.
I
painted him a piece of wood that said love. And I'm a big fan of his world and what he brings.
Yeah, for sure. That seems like a good match, actually.
Yeah.
How about Hurley? How did you guys vibe?
Yeah, I met Hurley actually.
Michael Hurley is who we're talking about.
Michael Hurley. Yeah. I met Michael Hurley because he would be at, you know, Mississippi Records, and I worked at Cherry Sprout across the street, and I would see him, and I was like, oh, hey, and I was like, I really love your music, and he was like, huh, cool, you know, and then one day he saw my show with my friend Nate Lombard, and we were playing at the Waypost way back in the day, which I don't remember if you remember that place.
I know that, yeah. It's still around, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We played there, and he saw us, and he really loved us, and he actually joined our band.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was like, I love this. Let's go. So we ended up playing lots of shows and going on lots of tours, and he played on my record, Love Vibes for All the Creatures of the Universe. And then Nate Lombard ended up playing with him for years and years after that.
Is Love Vibe the ones with the hearts and they have faces and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the record that you came on the show to promote.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't know that Hurley was involved in that record.
You got to tune in to there's a song called Wish For. He plays violin on, and then he also sings on the last song, Breathe.
He wasn't on my radar at the time, so I wasn't listening for him. I do remember hearing Luz Elena Mendoza on that record. I could just pick out her voice because I'm a...
On which record?
On that record, right?
No, she's not
really
on there, no.
Somebody that sounds like her is
that was Josephine there. Foster, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you meet her?
Through Hurley. Yeah, Hurley and Josephine and I were all really good buddies, and we go on tours together and hang out. And...
I didn't know that they had a connection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you actually listen... she plays on a lot of his stuff or a lot of his other stuff. She plays on this song that actually we covered with Eric Isaacson called Disaster on Your Wheel of Fortune. And she sings on it. You know, they were just really good friends. And
I remember that I was driving up like around Long Beach, Seaview area when I heard my first Josephine Foster track, and I was like, holy moly, what is this?
Yeah, she's so mystical and wonderful, and I love her dearly. And yeah, I definitely was like, I heard her play, and I was like, okay, I want to be in her band, or I want to be friends with her, and you know.
Yeah, I do get those vibes. Yeah, that's like a kind of mystical.
Yeah.
Mystical vibes for sure.
She's really awesome. She just put a new album out. It's on Bandcamp.
Really?
She just did a punk rock, like, here's a new album just to check it out. It's out now. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, go check out the
Oh my gosh.
Josephine.
I'm so glad that you're, yeah, I'm so glad we had this conversation. I'm going to go do that.
Yeah, do it.
Friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's a big deal. Show 800. Larry S is here.
Yeah, baby.
Larry's my guest this week. My text with Larry, I get more babies from Larry, the word baby, than I've had ever in any text, like over my whole history of texting. Nobody says baby more than Larry Yes in texting.
I should think about that.
I dig it though. I dig it. Yeah. Yeah. I dig it. Thank you so much. Thanks for the vibes you bring.
Oh yeah. It's my pleasure.
Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to play a song off Love Vibes. Because it's the classic. I don't want to be afraid of what's coming. I don't want to be afraid, boom, boom, being there are too many of us trying so hard to forgive. But the sun's outside and we have a whole day. Let's try so hard to be who we say and be who we always pray that we are. Bum bum bum. Time doesn't exist. Yeah, but love is all that there is. Ooh, 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 ooh. Time doesn't exist. Yeah, but love is all that there is. Now you're not. No, you're not in control, but you know you're not. No, you're not all alone, yeah. And you know you're not. No, you're not in control, yeah. But you know you're not. No, you're not all alone. Low, yeah. 'Cause time doesn't exist. Yeah, but love is all that there is. Yeah. Time doesn't exist. Yeah, but love is all that there is. And I don't wanna be afraid where we going. I don't wanna be afraid, boom, boom, where we at. There are too many reasons to try so hard to forgive.
but the sun's outside and we have a whole day. Let's try so hard to be who we say and be who we always prayed that we ever. Time doesn't exist, yes, yes. Yeah, and love is all there is, yes. Time doesn't exist, yes, yes. Yeah, but love is all that there is. And you know you're not in control. Oh, oh yeah, oh, oh yeah. So you know you're not, no, you're not all alone. Oh, 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 oh yeah, oh yeah. But you know you're not, no, you're not in control. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh. And you know you're not, no, you're not all alone. Oh, 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 yeah. Cause time doesn't exist. But love. Is all there is.
Larry, yes, everybody. Larry's my guest this week on Hello Cruel World. Thank you for that song.
Thank you for letting me sing it.
Larry, do you have gigs coming up?
I do, yeah. I'm playing at the, I'm really excited about this one. On Saturday, I'm doing my first afternoon delight concert at this amazing church called the Grace Memorial Episcopal Church on 17th and Wheedler by Lloyd Center. And it's really wonderful because it has a really lovely natural reverb, and I've worked there off and on for years doing a songwriter workshop with kids, so I've been in this church space recording for the last couple of years, so I've really got a vibe of just how wonderful it sounds. And I'm playing there with my Darcy Phoenix. She's really amazing.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, tune into her music, man. It's really beautiful.
She's local as well?
She is local, yeah. And then Nate Lombard and Toussaint Perrot and my friend Alyssa will be joining me, and it'll be really fun. And it's 2 to 4, so it's kind of like an afternoon show. Hey,
yeah,
you know?
Yep. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we got time for one more song. Do you have another? Do you have one more song in you?
Yeah, do you... Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I should do. Let's see. Should I play that cover I was talking about?
Yeah. You know, Muppets are like making a comeback or something. I read something. There was like a...
Did they ever leave?
No, they never did.
They never did, man.
I will say that like the voices sound... There was like a new iteration of like the Muppet Show that came out recently. And the Kermit voice sounds different to me, and Miss Piggy sounds different to me, too.
Well, they got to. I mean,
I guess we can't expect all these people to stay alive forever.
No.
We have to evolve. Yeah, yeah. We have to evolve. Thank you, Larry. Thanks for that reminder.
I like to say that Kermit the Frog wrote this song. I know that's not technically true, but yeah.
Wait, did Paul Williams write this?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Paul Williams did. I'm trying to reach out to him because I want to cover it for my new covers record.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but they're only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. And now they're all wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. And then answered when wished on a morning star. Somebody thought of that, and someone believed them. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing? Keeps us stargazing, and why do we think that we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we now that it's probably magic. And have you been half asleep? And have you heard those voices? I hear them calling my name. They the sweet sounds that call the young sailors. I think they're one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. There's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday you'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, the lovers and the dreamers. The dreamers and the lovers and the dreamers, and we.
Larry, yes, everybody. The Rainbow Connection.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for making show 800 so special.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a blast.
Yeah, I had a blast too. Friends, don't forget about the show happening this Saturday.
Yeah.
At Grace Lutheran Church.
It's Grace Memorial.
Grace Memorial.
Yeah, Grace Memorial. Yeah, it's on 17th and Wheedler. I want to say it's 1535, and there's a parking lot, and it's $10, but we won't turn anyone away.
Not a fluff.
Yeah, we won't turn anyone away. Yeah. Oh yeah, not a fluff. Yeah, and it'll be really fun afternoon of light with Darcy Phoenix and me, and we're going to sing sweet, sweet songs to you. It's going to be magical.
Nice. Thank you so much for the visit.
Yeah, thanks for having me, baby. Baby.
Baby.
I've seen so many things since I was born in 99, and I think we should stop this thing because it's not really the time. And if your parents saw me at your house, you'd probably go to jail. Maybe that's okay, it's where you need to be. In 2001, the towers fell down in New York, and I was only 2 years old, but the world changed for the worse, and it was my mom in tears at the park, pushing me on a swing. If only she could see how things turned out to be. Things are I feel real.
That one was perfect.
I hate the Puritans. I hate Mary Magdalene. I hate the way she washed his feet. They still called her a whore. Jesus Christ, I hate you now, and I hated you before. I hate prophets. I hate LA shamans. Abraham, Adam, and Isaiah and Muhammad. I hate the way it escalates, a drag race to the bottom. I hate Vishnu.
Hey, we interrupt this song really quick. Sorry to interrupt, Bright Eyes. I'm sorry, Connor. Next week on Hello Cruel World, French singer-songwriter Lola Sauvageau. Tune in and stay tuned for Welcome to Your Good Day. We now return you to your Connor Oberst, already in progress.
Every single book I read always had the same ending. Right hand on the Bible, and the truth is still irrelevant. Don't you know the bad guys always win? Don't you know the bad guys always win? Is a language. Hate is a fascination. I hate the way I get through the day. My preoccupations. There's no receipt, no deceit, no paper trail at all.
Every single fleeting thought becomes another hour.